All Your Letters 所有的书信来自于歌手 Jessa Aluwalia， 欢迎来到听歌学英语栏目，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，各位还好吗？找到这首歌曲的时候呢，看到评论说现在说还写信都发信息了，直接删除就行。脑海中回想起过去的时光，朋友之间都用书信联系，甚至偶尔呢还结交了一两个笔友，每次收到信件都能够开心好一阵。那后来大家都有了手机，确实想念别人了，动动大拇指就行，伤心的信息点个删除也就没了。我们的时光变得很快很快，很多心情都来不及一一的去咀嚼回味。这首 All Your Letters 说的是分开之后烧掉了对方所有的信件，我想这样的一个举动大概很难去忘记，因为烧信的时候那些心情是慢慢慢慢去体会的。你也有过烧信的经历吗？可以通过新浪微博 DJ Candice 婕妤来给我留言互动，同时呢也欢迎来到 Candice 工作室微信订阅号来与大家分享心情。好了，下面让我们一起来听听这首 All Your Letters 所有的书信。 I just burned the letter you sent Like the ones I burned before Each word it rings with your voice Each sound unlocks a bolted door I could see the pain in your soul What others called shy eyes And I waited and soothed and was there When you let yourself cry I'm burning all your letters We grew close Never together I try to hold you But you let go I'm burning all your letters I thought you'd write Not just reply You left me all alone It was my turn to cry What I gave I've not felt again Yet I've forged my way, that's true Though I've tried, I've not made many friends I can't now share my life with you Romantic ideas in my head I dreamed our future like a fool I just wanted to know that you cared Did the world change when we left school? I'm burning all your letters We grew close Never together I try to hold you But you let go I thought you'd write, not just reply You left me all alone When it was my turn to cry It's over, it's over, it's over Trying to keep the memories locked away All I got to say is I'm burning All your letters we grew close Never together I try to hold you But you let go I'm burning all your letters Cause you left me all alone We grew close Never together I try to hold you But you let go I tried to hold youBut you let go. OK, 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤，微信公众号是 Candice 工作室。好了，下面的时间让我们来了解一下歌词大意。 I just burned the letter you sent Like the ones I burned before Each word it rings with your voiceIt sounds like a bolted door 这里呢我们要学习的单词是 bolt B-O-L-T bolt 那它作为名词呢通常表示门栓或者是螺栓比如说许多机器的零件呢都是用螺栓来固定的 Parts of many machines are held together by bolts 零件就是 parts 那 parts of many machines 就是许多机器的零件呢 are held together by bolts 都是用螺栓来固定的。We have a bolt as well as a lock on the door. 我们的门上有一个门栓和一把锁。We have a bolt as well as a lock on the door. 那 bolt 作为动词的时候呢，就是用门栓给关上。比如说 ,Remember to bolt all the doors and windows. 记得要把所有的门窗都给关上。那这里的 bolt 就比 close 要更加形象了，因为呢它指的是用特定的门栓把门窗都给关上，有一种更加安全的感觉。 Remember to bolt all the doors and windows. OK， 那 bolt 作为动词呢还有其他的意思，可以表示由于着急啊或者是慌张而急于的离开某地，就有奔啊或者是窜这样的含义。比如说 My horse bolted and threw me in the mud.很惨啊，我的马突然一窜把我给摔在了泥土里。 My horse bolted and threw me in the mud. The thief bolted when he saw the policeman. 小偷一看到警察就急忙的逃跑了。 The thief bolted when he saw the policeman. We bolted a few mouthfuls of food and hurried on. 我们匆匆吞下了几口食物就赶着继续前进。 We bolted a few mouthfuls of food and hurried on.这里的 bolt 指的是匆匆的吞下或者是狼吞虎咽。 We bolted a few mouthfuls of food and hurried on. 我们匆匆的吞下了几口食物就赶着继续前进。 We grew close, never together. I tried to hold you but you let go. 曾经亲密无间，已经渐行渐远，试着将你挽留，你却不曾回头。Grow, G-R-O-W, 它是一个动词，表示增加、生长或者是种植。那在歌词中呢，指的是变成或者是逐渐变得什么什么样的含义。We grew close, 就是说呢，我们曾经变得亲密无间。She is growing into a beautiful young woman, 她渐渐出落成美丽的姑娘。She is growing into a beautiful young woman.She has a hot temper, but you will soon grow to like her. 她脾气很燥，但是呢，不久你就会变得喜欢她了，你就会逐渐开始喜欢她了。Grow to 哈，指的是逐渐变得怎么怎么样。She has a hot temper, but you will soon grow to like her. 好，来了解一下关于 grow 的短语。Grow away from 就是逐渐变得疏远，终止和睦的关系。Grow away from.Since she went to university, she's grown away from the family. 自从上大学之后呢，她与家庭的关系就变得疏远了。Since she went to university, she's grown away from the family. 下一个短语 grow together 就是形成更紧密的联系 grow together. As the population spread, the two towns grew together, making one large place.那随着人口分布的这个扩展 spread 哈，这两个城镇呢连成一片，成了一个大地方。As the population spread, the two towns grew together, making one large place. Right? We were not always such close friends. 那我们过去呢可不是这么亲密的朋友。But have grown together during these difficult times. 那我们的关系呢是在艰难的岁月中才开始变得亲密起来的。Can now share my life with you. Romantic ideas in my head. I do not future like a fool. I just wanted to know that you care. What I give up not to fail again, yet I forge my way, that's true. 试着放弃不再去想，却一直伪装一切正常。 Give up, 这是一个常见的短语，表示放弃、抛弃。You ought to give up smoking. I gave it up last year. 你应该戒烟，我去年就戒掉了。那这里的 ought to 就表示应该。You ought to give up smoking. 你应该戒烟。而我呢 ，I gave it up last year. 我去年就戒掉了。Give up 还有把什么东西上交的含义。He had to give his passport up to the authorities.他得把护照交给当局。He had to give his passport up to the authorities. 好，接下来要学到的是一个单词 forge, F-O-R-G-E, forge. 作为动词呢，表示伪造。 They forged their manager's signature on the check. 他们在支票上伪造了经理的签名。Signature 就是签名的含义， check 指的是支票。They forged their manager's signature on the check. 他们在支票上伪造了经理的签名。Forge 还有建立的含义，比如说Working together, we have forged close relations. 我们在一起工作，结成了亲密的关系。Working together, we have forged close relations. I just burned the letter you sent, like the ones I burned before. Each word, it rings with your voice. Each sound unlocks a bolted door.正在播放的歌曲叫做 All Your Letters， 感谢收听本期的听歌学英语，我是 Candice， 不要忘记关注我们的公众号 Candice 工作室。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，我们下期再见，拜拜。